From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now showing signs she would agree to some stimulus spending in Greece to help kickstart its economy. Until now, she's advocated an austerity-only deficit-cutting approach. Moody's analytics economist Mark Zandi says until Greece has more than a caretaker government and the eurozone finds its way through its financial problems, stock markets will be turbulent.
I think it's very important for them to work hard to keep Greece in the eurozone because of all the angst and turmoil that will be created if they leave.
If Greece defaults and leaves the euro currency, analysts say European and U.S. banks could be exposed to more problems through their interactions with Greek banks. The Hague trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic has been indefinitely suspended due to procedural errors by the prosecution. Terry Schultz explains.
Lawyers prosecuting the former Bosnian Serb commander on 11 war crimes charges admit they failed to disclose on time all the evidence they plan to use against Mladic. Prosecutors say they've gone through more than a million documents, and while they submitted the majority of materials by deadline, they've made some errors. In a document sent to the court, the attorneys say despite their best efforts, full disclosure has not yet been made. So while the presentation of the prosecution's evidence would have started May 29th, Mladic's defense team insisted on a delay to study the new disclosures. Chief Judge Alfonsori made very clear his displeasure. He said the UN tribunal had been unpleasantly surprised by what he called very significant errors. He suspended the trial until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The World Health Organization reports cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and other non-communicable diseases account for almost two-thirds of all global deaths. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports new data from 194 countries showing almost 80% of these deaths occur in poorer nations.
The report finds cardiovascular diseases are the most common cause of death, followed by cancers. WHO expert Thies Boerma says the risk factors are the same worldwide.
Of course, tobacco is very well known. Physical inactivity and poor diets are also very important. But this report also highlights the obesity epidemic, if you like.
The report finds obesity has doubled in every region of the world between 1980 and 2008. It says 500 million people, or 12% of the world's population, are considered obese. The highest obesity levels are in the Americas and the lowest in Southeast Asia. Worldwide, women are more likely to be obese than men. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A new U.S. study finds that more nutritional and less fattening foods can be cheaper than high-fat, high-sugar foods, but concludes much more education among the public is needed. This is NPR. Weeks before his recall election, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is changing the way his state reports its job numbers. Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The new numbers released by Walker's administration are based on a quarterly census of employers instead of the usual monthly employer survey reported by other states. Whereas the usual metric showed a job loss for Walker's first year in office, the new numbers show a job gain. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett questioned the timing.
20 days before the election, he's got a new set of numbers that he's going to trot out.
But Walker said the numbers are solid.
The facts are the facts, and the facts don't lie.
Both parties have been watching jobs numbers closely in Wisconsin, where Walker promised to help create 250,000 jobs in his first term. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Foreclosure activity was down overall in the U.S. last month. Darren Bloomquist of RealtyTrack, which lists foreclosed properties, says repossessions are down too, indicating possible market stabilization.
That's a low going back really to 2008.
Bloomquist says foreclosure filings for April are down sharply also from a year ago. High winds have nearly tripled the size of the biggest Arizona forest fire, but winds have now been pushing it away from the community of Crown King, north of Phoenix. Evacuee Terry Shepard says she's pleased about that.
I think people are a little more upbeat because people are hearing the way the winds are going to go, and so, you know, we're feeling a little more confident that maybe we'll be able to go back home.
The local sheriff's department wants the few people still in their homes to leave them in case the fire turns in their direction. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.